You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Van Orden urges Musk to spare vets and farmers from federal cuts. Here's Joanne Krulantz with the details.
3rd Congressional District Republican Representative Derek Van Orden says he spoke with the billionaire last week and that Musk assured him the Department of Government Efficiency, better known as DOGE, will be more refined in its recommendations to ensure veterans and farmers are not harmed by federal budget cuts. Van Orden says he'll raise farm and veterans issues when he meets with DOGE staff and that federal benefits to vets and farmers won't be interrupted. The Federal Department of Veterans Affairs employs almost 500,000 people, with more than 25% of them being veterans. And the Associated Press reported last week that there are plans to cut over 80,000 jobs at the department.
And Trump administration layoffs at the National Weather Service have experts concerned. UW-Madison meteorology professors Jonathan Martin and Steve Ackerman say any pullback could put lives at risk. Ackerman says many employees being described as probationary are in fact experienced professionals at these agencies. The numbers to be let go at the NWS and NOAA remain unclear. And a new bill seeking co-sponsorship among state lawmakers would eliminate daylight saving time in Wisconsin. Representative Nate Gustafson from Fox Crossing and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara in Appleton said this bill seeks to establish a consistent standard time throughout the year. The bill aims to promote public health, safety, and economic stability. This, however, would keep sunrises and sunsets early, meaning in the middle of July, the sun will shine into our windows at 4 a.m., and the latest it would be out at night would be 7:30. Outdoor enthusiasts and people with 9-to-5 jobs will ultimately see less sunlight after work in the warmer months. Elon Musk, who has been leading the Department of Government Efficiency, has also suggested ending time changes. Neither he or Trump have taken action on the measure. The Wausau City Council overrode Mayor Doug Dinney's veto of a resolution expressing support for programs like Medicaid and Medicare. Mayor Doug Dinney said he's not opposed to the programs, but he doesn't think it is in the city's place to speak on such topics. Alders thought differently and said it is the city's business. The resolution states that 23% of Marathon County residents rely on Medicaid and that the program is an important funding source for mental health care in the city. Tuesday's vote was 9-0. The measure now goes back to Mayor Dinney's desk, and if he doesn't sign it, it can still take effect. And Governor Tony Evers has unveiled a capital budget he calls a critical step to address aging infrastructure. Joanne Krulantz tells us more.
With a $4.3 billion price tag, the Democratic governor's proposal includes nearly $1.6 billion for projects on universities of Wisconsin campuses and more than $493 million for cost of his previously announced plan to overhaul Wisconsin's correction system. Evers on Tuesday warned that putting off the projects could drive up the final cost amid President Donald Trump's push for tariffs. But the Republican co-chairs of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee, Senator Howard Markline and Representative Mark Bourne, quickly called the plan another example of Evers' quote, irresponsible spending.
And two-time congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is running again for Wisconsin's 3rd District. Cook, a Democrat, lost to Republican Derek Van Orden last fall by nearly 3 percentage points, but outperformed Democrats Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin on the ballot. She previously ran for the seat in 2022, losing in the primary to Brad Pfaff. Cook is the first person to announce their candidacy to challenge Van Orden. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Burge is also considering a run for Congress. At a meeting in Stevens Point, the possibility of adding a staff position of city administrator was discussed during a committee meeting. Derek Tritz tells us more.
After backlash from the community and a guest appearance from the mayor of Superior, Wisconsin, Stevens Point will not be moving forward with plans to create a city administrator position. A personnel committee meeting was held Monday night for discussion and possible action on a city administrator role. Public input opened with Superior Mayor Jim Payne's own experience with how his residents took to a similar proposition.
During the whole conversation, the public was really furious about this, the idea of reducing their mayor, whoever that may be, to a part-time staff status, to not work full-time in their interest, was really offensive to the people of Superior. That referendum failed 70 to 30. It was actually a little more than 70 to 30.
Many city administrator and mayor combinations result in a reduction of the mayoral role, but this is not a prerequisite for the position and was not outlined in this meeting's memo. Payne's comments were echoed by many of the community members in attendance. A few even expressed their disagreements with the current mayor of Stevens Point, Mike Wiesa, but agreed that they did not want to weaken the mayoral role or put more of their money towards a city administrator. And there were also those who expressed support for the role despite not taking action during the meeting, like alderperson Laura Broderick.
I don't think this is a change that we should go ahead with if we don't have support from all parties involved. And it is very clear that this has been portrayed in such a way that I don't believe that that's possible right now. And that is a shame, because I do believe that this can be an incredibly effective model of government.
While there was no action taken on the city administrator role this time, there is still a possibility that the subject will be brought up again at a later date.
And the Wisconsin Muskie Expo is an annual 3-day event dedicated to muskie fishing, featuring a range of vendors and activities for enthusiasts. It's happening at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center this weekend. Friends of the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge sent out an emergency letter at the end of February, issuing a call to action. As of last week, no staff have been terminated, but their credit cards have been suspended. Melissa Kay has more.
For the Nisida National Wildlife, this means no gas for vehicles, no electricity, and no Starlink communication system to provide internet, among other necessities. In an update on March 6th, Friends of the Refuge communicated that since the 2025 budget was not decided on by October 1st last year, the refuge's ability to continue operating was extended to March 14th. The reoccurring budget resolution will be voted on this week on or before Friday. The outcome of the vote will determine whether or not the refuge has to close. The Nisida National Wildlife Refuge welcomes more than 130,000 visitors each year, bringing tourism dollars to the area and surrounding counties. Many school and scout groups visit for field trips and environmental education, and veterans come to hunt and fish with handicapped accessibility support. The refuge staff also monitor and adjust water levels to prevent downstream flooding, as well as maintain healthy habitats for wildlife and support threatened and endangered species, among other important work.
And Granite Peak has 4 weeks left of their ski season before they close the slopes. With the warm weather looming, there are still some fun events taking place on the Big Hill. Pond Skim is Saturday the 29th. Competitors must be dressed in some sort of costume, wild outfit, and helmets are required to try your luck skiing across an icy cold lake. Making it across the pond not only gives you glory, but it also could win you a 2025-2026 season pass. And the cardboard sled races are Saturday, April 8th. This year's theme is the Armed Forces. Inspiring people to get creative with their cardboard sled designs, you can only use cardboard, paint, zip ties, and duct tape. You should see what some of these competitors craft. They're unique sled masterpieces. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks against the Pacers. Just over 3 seconds left when Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton makes a clutch three-point shot and draws a foul to win the game. Brian Anderson on TNT.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rises up.
The Bucks lose 115-114. Doc Rivers says nobody covered Halliburton.
He was open the whole play, and we'll have to figure it out, because that's a play that should never happen.
So the Bucks have lost three in a row. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Junior Bridgman has died. He collapsed from a heart attack while speaking at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville. Bridgman played 9 seasons for the Bucks before becoming a billionaire businessman and part owner of the team. John McLaughlin was one of his teammates.
The finest person I've ever known in my life. Just class guy.
Junior Bridgman was 71. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, if you're a fan of The Bachelor, hopefully you had a chance to catch their Women Tell All episode. Despite possibly becoming less intelligent from watching the show, according to Yahoo Entertainment, here are some things you might have missed. The girls are still salty about that basketball date. No one seems to like Carolina. Grant is a real charmer, and Dina is ready to find love again. Don't worry, all that made sense to Bachelor fans. And Dina, look me up. Let's go. 42 years is a long time to do anything in any profession. Vanna White is well aware of this. She's been a TV personality on Wheel of Fortune for over 4 decades. If you're wondering how she's been able to stick with the same job for so long, for starters, she turns letters. And it was recently revealed on Yahoo Entertainment that she only works 34 days a year. Sure, it sounds great, but the 68-year-old White does all of this for a mere $3 million a year. Try not to think of that on your way to work tomorrow. The Duchess of Sussex, also known as Meghan Markle, has taken a lot of verbal and tabloid abuse for her show I Really Wish I Was Martha Stewart, aka With Love, Meghan. Critics don't like it, and according to Rotten Tomatoes, only 20% of audiences like it. Having said that, the show has been renewed for season 2, and according to the New York Post, the crew absolutely loves her and said she treats everyone wonderfully. Why wouldn't she? She's a duchess with a horrible hit TV show. I can't think of anyone luckier. Mr. Scarlett Johansson, aka Colin Jost, was roasted on Saturday Night Live during Weekend Update by Lady Gaga's fictional husband, Lord Gaga, played by Mikey Day, who went on and on about how horrible it must be to live with a woman who makes so much more money than her husband. According to the Post, Colin Jost muscles through life with a net worth of just $10 million, and his wife Scarlett Johansson is worth $165 million. Somehow, they managed to make it work. Robert Redford has come out of retirement to make his first acting appearance in 6 years. The 88-year-old will appear on an episode of AMC in Dark Winds. Redford is also an executive producer, along with Game of Thrones producer George R.R. Martin. Redford will appear on episode 1 of season 3, which will air this coming Sunday night. Redford requested his scenes be shot on a closed set due to his insistence on appearing in his altogether. The show Dark Winds is set in the 1970s and follows a Navajo police unit. The show's director, Chris Eyre, says Redford's fellow executive producer, George R.R. Martin, will also have a cameo in the first episode of season 3. He added that the season 3 executive producer cameos were part of the plan since season 1. He also admitted that despite Redford being a phenomenal and supportive producer, the idea of directing the legendary actor really freaked him out. New episodes of Dark Winds drop on AMC Sunday nights. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind, southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29. Tomorrow, 60. By Friday, partly cloudy, 65. With rain Saturday, rain changing to snow Saturday night into Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.